Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Chof Dalet. The Gemara, the beginning of the Omid, brings down the din of the Mishnah, that a Kohen who's Omid, al gabi Kelim, al gabi Behema, al gabi Ragili Chavir, is possible in Mechal Avodah. Ask the Gemara Minolon, how do we know that if there's a chatzitza in between the Ragli Akoyen and the Ritzpah, it's going to be Mechal Avodah? And the Gemara brings on this, the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, that since the Ritzpah is Mekadeshes, all the other Gerson is Mekudeshes, and the Klishoyes is Mekadesh, Ma Klishoyes Le'idov Achoytet, Beinoy Le'bein Klishoyes, so to the Ritzpah there shouldn't be any chatzitza. Now, Be'emes in Eker Gemara, we have to understand that the Gemara doesn't give us a makor to tell us bichlal that the din is that the Kohen has to stand on a Ritzpah. The Gemara just says that if there's going to be a chatzitza in between the regular Kohen and the Ritzpah, there's going to be a problem, just like there's a problem of chatzitza by Klishoris. We learn out Ritzpah from Klishoris. But where is bichlal the makor to tell us that the Kohen has to bichlal stand on a Ritzpah? This, the Kohen, there's no makor from our Gemara. The Taris HaKodesh explains that Rashi in Shabbos Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, when the Gemara over there brings down our din, Rashi over there brings Bemes a different pasuk. It says in the pasuk in Parshas Shoftim, v'sheyes kechol echov ho'imdim sham l'shoris. It says in the pasuk ho'imdim sham l'shoris. Says Rashi, he has to stand in the Beis Hamikdash k'derech, like all his other brothers also stand shetei amidosoi kishar echov. Says the Taris HaKodesh, Rashi over there didn't bring down our pasuk of Tanu Dvei Bishmoel, that is a din chatzitza, just like a klishoris. Rashi brings a different makor. Says the Taris HaKodesh, because be'emes, the makor which Rashi brings down, is the makor that bichlau we know that a kohen has to stand on a ritzpah during the Maisa Avoido, because it has to be k'chol echov shetei amidosoi k'shar echov. From here we learn that is a din that his feet have to be touching the ritzpah so'azor. The Gemara, who has a shaila by us, minolon, how do we know that he's mechal al avido, is not asking, where do we know bichlal, that he has to stand on the floor. This we must learn out from this din, which Rashi says, k'chol echov alavim. The reason why we know, the Gemara says from here, from a klishoris, is to tell us the din, that chatzitza is also a problem in ma'akiv, the din amida al ritzpot, and on that, says the Gemara, we learn out from Tanuvei Bishmol, that is a din chatzitza, which is ma'akiv, just like there's a din chatzitza by klishoris, so too in this din amida al ritzpah, there's a din chatzitza. But the makoi to tell us bichlal that he has to stand on a ritzpah, this we learn out from a pasuk from k'chol echov alavim. Here's how the Taris HaKodesh explains from the Rashi in Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis in Shabbos. The Eben Ozel, Rebbe Zalman in Beis Abchira, Peik Aleph, Aloch Yud, the Ramaschil Lochein also explains like this, and he says that the Gemara over here has a Havamina without a Mekor, that a Chatzitza does not passel, because since there's no clear posuk, Shino HaKosuv La'akev, maybe there's a Din L'Chatchila, but it's not Ma'akev, and on this we have to learn out from Klishoris, that it's Ma'akev even B'di'eved if you have a Chatzitza. Be'emes this Drosha which Rashi brings down over there in Shabbos, we have such a Drosha by the Sifri Lefoneinu, which we have in the Sifri in Parshas Shoftim. Also, we have such a Drosha in the Pasuk of Asheris, that he has to stand, midosoi kishar echov. It depends on the Gisois. We have different Gisois in the Sifri. The Goyin over there has a Gisa that we learn out from the Pasuk over there, ho'oimdim shom, and it's mashma in the Goyin, the Alfusa is, because it says in the Pasuk, shom, and we learn out from here that he has to stand on a Ritzpah. Al-Kafonim, this is a new halacha that the Gemara doesn't bring down by us, and it's a makor to tell us bichlal the Kohen has to stand on the floor, and our Gemara is only teaching us the din of chatzitza. In the Pirish Hagoyis of Biurim at the back of the Sifri, over there is Goyis in the Sifri, like our Gemara, that is only telling us dine chatzitza, and we learn this out from a klishoris. And according to this Girsa Bemis, we don't have a different makor, and the whole halacha is only from over here, that is a din, just like klishoris, there's a din that we have to make sure the Kohen is standing on the Ritzpah without any chatzitza. The Chazanish, in Simon Hayes, if gotten base, he points out that Bemis will come out and afkimin in the halacha, the din, which we find in our Mishnah, that he has to stand on a Ritzpah, and the chatzitza is mechal davido. The Gemara says by us, the reason is because there's a din that the Ritzpah is mekudeshes, and from here we learn that it has to be just like a klishoris. Says the Chazanish, the Marsho says in Shavuos, Taftes Vavom and Aleph, that even though we know now Gemara, Rashi says that David HaMelech, or like Tosis explains that his Mekadosh, the Ritzpas or Azora, this is only something which we find in the Beis HaMikdosh. But in the Mishkan, when the Yidden were in the Midbar, over there says the Maharsha, there was no Kedusha on the Ritzpah of the Beis HaMikdosh, of the Mishkan. And over there, the Kedusha was only on the Binyan, it wasn't on the floor, there was no Kedusha on the Ritzpah, only later, Beshas, the Beis HaMikdosh, then there was a Kedusha on the Ritzpah. Says the Chazanish, if the whole din that he has to stand on the Ritzpah is only because the Kedusha which the Ritzpah has, and it's Hukash to Klishoris, that shouldn't be any Chatzitza, then in the Mishkan, there should be no din that he has to stand on the Ritzpah, because there's no Kedusha on the floor of the Mishkan. Mashainkin, if we say there's a new Makor telling us, like Rashi says in Shabbos, that the Derech of Sheyus is Kechol Echov Alevim, he has to stand like a normal way on the floor of the Ritzpah, then this din is even going to be in the Mishkan also, only the din in Chatzitza, maybe this din won't apply, because you have to learn out Klishoris, which Ritzpah is Mekudeshes. Mashainkin, Ika Alocha, that's to stand on the Ritzpah, this din, says the Chazanish, is Be'emes Halocha of a Derech Sheyus, because it says in the Pasuk, V'sheyis kechol echov alevim, like Rashi over there explains, in Shabbat, Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis. Now, Be'emes in our Gemara, we see, the Gemara makes a Tzrichusa, that the Mishnah says different cases, where there's a Chatzitza, and the Gemara explains, there's a necessity to tell us all these cases, of a Chatzitza, Bein Ragli Kalkelim, Ragli Behema, and also Ragli Chaveri. It's Pashtas Mashmain in Gemara, that all these cases which are mentioned in the Mishnah, are problems of chatzitza. And the halacha is that by Ritzpah is also din chatzitza, just like a klishoris. Later on in the Gemara, is mavur that besides the hilchas chatzitza, that there's not to be any dover achoitzitz in between the koyen and the floor, there's also a halacha of a derech sheyus. The Gemara says later on that by a even shenekrom in mekoyma, even though we hold that ad aris tahima kodish, but if the Kohen stands in the Guma, he's going to stand in a hole, and he's going to do the Avodah over there, standing in a hole, says the Gemara, this is going to be a problem of Derech Sheyus, the Gemara has a Sofik. You see in the Gemara, even in the case where there's no Dini Chatzitza, but there's a Locha of Derech Sheyus. So the Gemara is mashma that the Dinim, which are said in our Mishnah, are problems of Chatzitza, even though there is another Locha of a Derech Sheyus. But Tosfos later on, in Afkuf Yudom Ad Aleph, when the Gemara over there brings down the din of Min Bemino Yein Echoitzitz, asks Tosfos that L'chayr there's a steer to this klal, that the Gemara says over here by us, the Mishnah, that if a Kohen is standing al Gabi Ragli Chaviri, which is also a Min Bemino, we see in our Mishnah that the Avodah is possible and is Mechal of the Avodah, says Tosfos, L'chayr you have the klal of Min Bemino Yein Echoitzitz. Why over here al Gabi Ragli Chaviri is a possible? Answers Tosfos later on in the Afkuf Yudom and Aleph. The reason is, because ain't derech sheyus bekach, this is not a normal way of standing during you do a sheyus la'avido, to stand al gabi yagli chaviri, and this is the problem of our Mishnah al gabi yagli chaviri is possible. Pashtus, the reading of Tosfos and Mavur, that Tosfos learns that the Gemara, which says by us, tzrichase, that al gabi yagli chaviri should be a problem, or mibamino, which Rashi explains by us, there's a din of mibamino chaitzitz or not, Tosfos learns that even in Maskona, there's no din, that you're not allowed to stand at Gabi Ragli Chaviri mitzad Hilchas Chatzitza. Because mitzad Hilchas Chatzitza we have the klal of Min Bemino Yein Echoitzitz. And the only reason why a Gabi Ragli Chaviri is possible is only because of the din of Ein Derech Sheyus Bekach. L'chayr the Pashtus of Al Gemara, l'chayr is mashma that this is not the case. The din of a Gabi Ragli Chaviri is be'emes ha'alocha mitzad the din of Chatzitza. The Biskerov, over there in the Stenslach in Davkuf Yudi explains that it could be what Tosfos says in Der Sheyus Bekach is just explaining why over here do we find the klal of Min Beminoi is choitzitz, even though normally B'chol HaTorah Kula we know that Min Beminoi ain't choitzitz. And Tosfos gives the explanation and tells us that the reason why over here Al-Gabri Agli Chaviri there's a problem of chatzitza, like it's Be'emes Mavu in our Gemara in Daf Chof Dalet, the reason is because there's a loch of Sheyus that ain't Der Sheyus Bekach. And because of this din, that ain't derech sheyus bekach, this is also a sibba why we look at the foot of the Agli Chaviri, that it's in the way of the derech sheyus, and it's enough memela to make also a chatzitza. And even though the din is normally min memina in a chatzitz, but over here, because of the klal of ain't derech sheyus, this is Be'emes gonna give us a din chatzitza, because it's in the way for the maisa sheyus, because he shouldn't be standing on someone else's foot. Mameila Tosis also means to say that the problem is mitzaluchas chatzitza. Tosis is just explaining why over here we have the klal of min b'mino ichoitzitz. But b'emes Rebbe over there in Tosis Kufyudum and Aleph, he's mitzayin. He writes ayin yuma nun chesum and Aleph, and he means to ask a question that the Gemara in yuma nun chesum and Aleph has a suffix whether one can place a mizrok betoich mizrok, which Tosis over here by us in the sugi brings down this Gemara. The Gemara over there discusses it by Kabbalah Adam, if you're allowed to be Mekabal Adam in two Mizrokos, one inside the other. And the Gemara discusses the Alocha, Min B'min Echitzitz, or Ein Echitzitz. And over there the Gemara asks the Kasher, this Kasher which Tosfos asks, that Al Gabi Agli Chaviri, L'Chiri should be a din of Min B'min Ein Echitzitz. The Gemara asks this question over there in Yuma, and the Gemara says that Al Gabi Agli Chaviri is a problem of Chatzitza, because he's not Mevatel Regel Chaviri. The way Mimamina in a chutzitz, the reason is why it's not a chatzitza is because of a bittel. We ignore the Mimamina, we look at it as if he's touching the outer side. Over here by Regel Chaviri, his foot is not bottle, and therefore says the Gemara, this is a problem of chatzitza. So Rebbe Kvega asks, Al-Khir Toysvus, who says a different reason of Ein Derech Sheirus Bekach, is not like the Gemara in Yuma, who says the reason is it's chutzitz because Ein Regel Chaviri bottle. Now Behemoth says, Kasha is Shver. Even according to the way we explain the Tosfos from the Biskarov, that Tosfos doesn't mean the whole problem is a problem of Derech Sheirus. But Tosfos just means that the Derech Sheirus is a reason why Min B'mina Choytzitz over here in the Sugya of Amida Al Ritzpa. Al Kaponim, the Gemara in Yuma says a different reason. The reason is because the Regel of the Chaviri is not bottle, and therefore there's a Klal of Min B'mina Choytzitz. Masha'en Kein, according to Tosfos, is Mashma, the reason is because in Derech Sheirus Bekach, this is the reason why we say Min B'mina Ein Echitzitz. Is L'chir Al Kaponim Tosfos is Shver from the Gemara Yuma Nun Ches, like Rebbe Kvega over there asks. We find this question also in other Achrinim, the Birka Yosef, in Urechayim, Simon Ayin Dalet, Sivkotten Hei, the Taris HaKodesh later on in Daf Kuf Yud, and so too the Avnineza Az Arichas in Tshuva, Yerideya, Simon Kuf Samach Vov, Sivkotten Yud Beis, to answer how does Tosfos learn the Gemara in Yuma Nun Chesam Ed Aleph, and they have different mahalchim to go mi miyashiv, the Shittas HaTosfos. Al Kaponim, we have learned that Pashtas in our Sugya, even Regel Chaviri, is also a problem of Chatzitza, and it's not just a din of Derech Sheirus. And the reason is, like the Gemara says in Yuma, Nun Chesam Ed Aleph, because Regel Chaviri is not bottle, and therefore over here, even Mi Bemino is also Chaitzitz. And Tosfos later on is Mashma, the problem is Derech Sheirus. Or Al Kaponim, the reason why we have Min B'mina Choytzitz is because of this halacha of Ein Derech Sheirus Bekach. Another point which we find in the Rishonim from this Gemara, which we said in Yuma Nun Chesam Ed Aleph, that the Gemara explains that the reason why Regel Chaviri is a problem of Chatzitza is because Regel Chaviri is not bottle, says the Ritvor over there in Yuma Nun Chesam Ed Aleph, that according to this Gemara, that the whole problem of Min B'mina Ein Choytzitz, and over here it is a chutzis because it's not bottle, and the Gemara says because Regel Chaviri is not bottle, is mashma in the Gemara, if it will be his own foot, if a Kohen will stand on one foot and will place the other foot on top of the one foot on top of the other, then Regel Didei, says it was, mashma in the Gemara, it's not a problem of chatzitza, because the Gemara says only Regel Chaviri, because Chaviri lo mevatel Regel Didei, his friend is not going to be mevatel his regel, and mamele it's a chatzitza, mashein kein, in his own foot, says the Ritva, it's gufo imamish, and in this case, we have the klal always, kolatoyo kulo, that min beminoi einoi chutzitz, and mamele, there's no problem of chatzitza. But says the Ritva, even though there's no problem of chatzitza, there's still going to be a passless because of this din, which we said of ein derech sheirus bekach. This is what Tosfos says, that the problem of Ein Derech Sheirus Bekach is even by Regel Chaviri. And now we say, no, Regel Chaviri is a problem of Chatzitza, like Zmavur Nigamor Yuma Nun Ches, but says the Ritva, in his own foot, then, if a Kohen places one foot on top of the other, then it's going to be a problem of Ein Derech Sheirus Bekach, and not a problem of Chatzitza. The Chazei Nicheskel on Tesefta, in Zvochim, Perik Aleph, Halacha Hei, he says also that Zmavur is dinin in Tesefta, that if someone, a Kohen, is standing on one foot, and the other foot, he doesn't place anywhere, and it's in the air. He's only standing on one foot, and the other foot is Be'avir. Says the Chazei Nicheskel, that's Mavurin in the Tesefta, that it's a problem of Derech Sheirus, and it's going to be possible, because even though there's no Chatzitza, and Avi is not a Chaitzitz, Afal Pikein, there's a problem of Ein Derech Sheirus Bekach, Like we finally taught also in the Gemara, Zvochim Chavov Amid Aleph, if the behemoth is standing in the air, and you're shechting the behemoth, Mikabel the Dam, Betlia Ba'avir, the Gemara says, is a problem of Derech Sheirus, so too, on the foot of the Kohen, is going to be a problem of Derech Sheirus if one foot is in the Avir. The Gemara, who says later on, that it's enough to have only one foot on the Ritzvah, if he's able to stand on this foot itself, is only because the other foot is also being placed on the Levena, on the Even, and the Mela, there's only a problem of Chatzitza, but there's no problem of Derech Sheirus. Mashenkin, if one foot is in the air, then there's a problem of Derech Sheirus. Now this is Be'emes Mavur, also like we saw in the Ritzvah. The Ritzvah says even if you place one foot on Regel Atzmoy, on his own foot, one foot on top of the other is also going to be a problem of Derech Sheirus. Since the Ritzvah says over there that normally one does not stand only on one foot and it's not a normal way of standing and you can't do a normal amida with regel achas and memela who adin if the foot will be in the air, there's also going to be a problem of derech sheirus like we see in the Chazon Yecheskel from the Tosefta. The same din, the Birkei Yosef which we quoted above in the Rechaim Seminayin Dalet also says that in the case where you have regel echo ba'avir, it's a problem of derech sheirus even though it's not a problem of chatzitza. But we find in the Sfasemes, earlier in the Mishnah, on Tesvavim of the base, he says the Regel Chaveria is Lavdafke, and what the Regel Didei is also going to be a problem of Chatzitze. He learns that the din of Regel standing one foot on top of the other is a problem of Chatzitze, and not just a problem of Derech Sheirus, like we said, L'chiriyaz Mefush in Ritvo, that the din is only a problem of Derech Sheirus and not a din mitzadilchus Chatzitze. Now just one more point. In this Gemara, which we say the dinim of standing on the Ritzvah and standing one foot on top of the other, and the Gemara brings down the din that if he has one foot on the Ritzvah but the other foot is standing on something which is a chatzitza, then it depends which, if the person can stand in Yochel Lamoid, or if it's any Yochel Lamoid, then it's going to be a problem of chatzitza. In this din, the Mikdash Tovid asks an interesting question in Siman Tesvav, Sifkotin Beis, that the Gemara says in Bechoris Memheon with Beis, that if you have an Itter Yad, who is someone who's an Itter Yad, that he's a left, he does all Melochis, Ksiva, and all Melochis, Koshis, he does with his left hand, there's a psul of an Itter Yad, that Itter Yad is not kosher, Lekohuna is not kosher, Le'avoida in the Beis HaMikdosh. The Mishnah says that so too we have a din of an Itter Regel, that he uses his left foot more than he uses his right foot, this is also going to be a passless. Rashi explains the reason why Itter Regel is possible, because the pasuk says Lamud Lishoris Kederech Shar Avoida De Ikroi Biyamin. The normal Avoida has to be Ikroi Biyamin, and therefore if he stands on his left foot more, he's a Itter Regel. He's gonna be possible because of his din Itter Regel's possible. Says the Mikdash Tovid Lechira Ibazei, when the Gemara says over here that if he's standing only on one foot on a Ritzvah and the other foot is lying on something else, the Gemara is mashma that it's known afkemina which foot is be mekayim the din amida la Ritzvah, and it's mashma in the Gemara even if it be regel smoil, there'll also be a kiyum of the din of amida la Ritzvah. And lechira in the Gemara, which Rashi says that there's a din of lamid l'shoris, we should have to have dafke regel yamin, and we don't find anywhere in the Gemara and so too in the Rambam that when he's standing on one foot and in a case where he's yochel lamid on this foot by itself and there's no problem of derech sheirus on the other foot, because it's lying on somewhere, it's not in the air, and it's not on regel atzmoy. In that case, there's a kashrus, we don't find that there's a kpoda, that it should be a tenai, that is only in a case where it's his right foot, which is on the Ritzvah, and not his left foot. Says the Mikdash Tovid L'chir, why is this not a problem of Itter Yad, and Itter Regel, which the Mishnah says, Itter Regel is also possible. And he explains over there differences, why over here is not a problem of Itter Regel, only in a case where his foot always, when he uses, which foot he uses, is the one which is the smoil, and this is the problem of Itter Regel Posel. Mashekin over here, only when he's standing on the Ritzvah, since he's Be'emes, he's Yochel Lamid, like the Gemara says, then there's no problem of Itter Regel, and he explains over there what should be the difference on the Mishnah in Becheris. We just point out that the Yishenim is Mashmai Chulin Tzadik Beis Amed Aleph, that this din of Itter Regel, which is Posel, not like Rashi, who says the problem is of Lamid Lishoris. The Yishenim is Mashma, that the reason is he's got din of a Balmum, who is al kaponim in yishove bezari shel Aaron, which is also a problem if he's not like other Kohanim, even in the case where he's not, hasn't got din of a real Balmum, al kaponim is in yishove bezari shel Aaron, like the Gemara over there says in Bechiris, that from Memhei, In the Sefer Knesset Rishonim, he brings down in Ois Rish Lamed Vov over here, these Rishonim, which is Mashma, that the din of Iter Regel, which is possible, is Medine Balmum. And the Mela over there, as this question is not going to be Shver, because the din over here, he's not a Balmum, he's only standing like this. Mashekin Iter Regel, he has a loch of a Balmum. And Be'emes Mikdash Tovid only asks his Kasher, only on Rashi's explanation, who says, the problem of Iter Regel is possible because of Lamu Ilishoris. Then says the Mikdash Tovid L'chir, we should have to have the standing on his right foot. And over here we don't find the Akpoda that he has to stand Dafke on the right foot. And even if he's standing only on his left foot, if there's no problem of Derech Shirius, it's also Mavuiz Kosher and Bal Kochoch. This does not go into the klal of Iter Regel Posel. These are the Dinim Akaponim which we learn from our Sugya. That is Bemis two Parshias. There's a din of Chatzitza, which the Parshias of our Gemara is Regel Chavir, is a problem of Chatzitza, even though it's Min Beminoi. And besides that, we have a new din of a Derech Shirius, which itself is also a poisel, since he's not standing like the normal way one normally stands, Rishas Lavrida, and this is a Chisorin, in Lamid Lishoris, and this the Ritva says, is the problem in the case where he's standing on his own foot, and the Chazon Yecheskel says, in the case where he's standing in the air, is also a problem of Lamid Lishoris, and we just pointed out that it's not Mashma in the Gemara, there's a Kpoda, that he has to be able to stand only on the regal Yemin, and Smashma, even the regal Smoil by itself, is also going to be kosher, and there's not a problem of Iter Regal Posel. Moving further on in the Sugya, there's Vemes a Yesoides Diga Toysvus over here in Deva Maschel Hoyl Viritzum Kadeshes, in Hilchus Chatzitze in Lulav, which we find in Hilchus Chatzitze in Lulav, in the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Toysvus starts off with a Machlekes Rashi and Toysvus, how to learn the Gemara, which the Gemara says that you learn Ritzpah from Klishoris. Toysvus learns that Klishoris means a big day kahuna. But Rashi says that Klishoris means Kipshutri, there's a din velokach hakoyen ba'atzmi shel koyen, that there's a din that there shouldn't be any chatzitza by Klishoris. Says Toysvus, you see that even the word velokach doesn't seem a furish that it has to, there shouldn't be any chatzitza, but since there's a din velokach, there's a din that has to be ba'atzmi shel koyen, and there shouldn't be any dova chaitzitz. Ask Toysvus, for the Gemara Sukkah, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, that Rava says, by Lulav, there's also din Likicha, and over there says Rava, that even Likicha, Lidei Dova Acher, is also Shma Likicha, and there's no problem if you have a Suder on the Lulav, there's no problem of Chatzitza. What should be the difference between the Velokach of the Klishoris, which is in Chatzitza, and the Likicha, which we find in Chatzitza of Lulav, why over there there's no Chatzitza? Says Toitzvah Sechidlik, that the difference is in the case where you put the Suda around the Lulav, then we could look at the Lulav that has a base yard, that has like a handle, and even it's not a Chibu Gomu, I feel like it's not a Chatzitza, and says Toysvus and Chanami, in the Klishoris also, if a person can go make a Klishoris, that should have a base yard, like another Mizrok should have a base yard, and you'll hold it like a handle, then it'll be Besedo, it'll be kosher, it won't be a problem of Chatzitza, the only problem is going to be, in the case where it's not a base yard, in the case where the Suda is on his hand, or in the case where the Mizrak Sikh Mizrak and he's holding it from the bottom. This is a shit of Toysvus by us. It comes out that Toysvus takes on that Be'emes the Dine Chatzitza, which we find in our Sugya by Klishoris and by the Ritzpah, is also by the Dine of Lulav, Natilas Lulav, is also has the same Dine Chatzitza. There's only Gdorim in the Hilchas Chatzitza that there's a din of a base yad, that in the case where the lulav itself is wrapped in a suda, then we can look at it like the handle of the lulav, even if it's not a chibul gomu, and in that case it doesn't have a din of a chatzitza. But if there'll be a chatzitza on his hand, then just like we find in the sugya of Bigdei Kahuna, and so too by Klishoris as a din, that the Gemara said earlier, that there's a problem of chatzitza, even a Nima Achas, the Gemara said there's a problem of chatzitza, so too, the Gemara is going to hold, by lulav also there's a din chatzitza. But the Ritva in Sukkah Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, so to the Ran over there in Sukkah, they argue on Toysvus, but Etzem, they have a Yisaydus Tegem Achleikus with Toysvus, and they say it's Nishtazay, this is not a din by Lulav. By Lulav, Enechanami, it says in Pasuk V'lokach, but we don't find anywhere in the Psukim that there's a Tanai, that there shouldn't be any Dova Achoytzitz in between his hand and the Lulav. The only dinim, and therefore we find over there by Lulav, that there's a din of Lekicha Lidei Dova Achay, is Shmo Lekicha. Over here, by Klishoris, there's a din v'lokach ha-koyen, there's a din b'atzmi shel koyen, memela is a t'nai by the din that, of kohuna, or the din of Klishoris, there shouldn't be any dova ha-choytzitz. But in the din of el-kicha on el-lulav, there is no din e-chatzitza at all, and even, says the Ritva on the Ran, even if you have a chatzitza on your hand, it's also not called a chatzitza, even in the case where the chatzitza is not on the lulav, and not like shittas ha-toytzvus. The Ramah,
in Erechaim Sim Tovkuf Nun Aleph, Siv Zayin, he says, Medina, if someone has taboy, someone has a ring on his finger, he doesn't have to go and take off any of these kind of chatzitzes before he takes the lulav in his hand. Says the Vilna Goyin over there in Biagro, that the Mekoy of the Ramah is from this shit of the Ritva and the Ran, that they say that there's no dini chatzitza in lulav, and therefore there's no problem if he has a tabas on his finger between the finger and his hand and the lulav. Because there's no dini chatzitza on the lulav, and not like shittas ha-toisves. Says the Goyin according to toisves, who holds that even by lulav there's dini chatzitza, like we find by klishoris, then of course there's going to be a din that he's going to have to take off the tabas, and also if any has any gemi on his hand, he has to take them off, because there shouldn't be a chatzitza between his hand and the lulav. Says the Beryl in his shurim, in Shuri agreed, that be'emes is a chidush, this shitta of toisves, which is said there's a problem of chatzitza, even though there's no din that he has to do the maise lekicha of the lulav with his whole hand. He only has to do the maise lekicha. He can do the maise lekicha with two of his fingers. Any kind of achiza he's going to have, any kind of holding the lulav in any oifen in his hand is going to be a kium of the maise lekicha. Mamela lechoyer, if he'll take, even according to Tosfos holds that there is a problem of chatzitza, but he'll hold the lulav in two of his fingers, and he'll have a chatzitza on one of the fingers, which is bechlal not touching the lulav, then lechoyer there's no problem of the chatzitza. Because since there's no din, velokach hakoyin, he has to go and take the whole kli, he has to go and take the lulav in his whole hand, the din is only that he should hold it. Mamela, any place of that achiza could not have any chatzitza in between, because since the achiza is being done with this chelik of the hand, there's a problem if there's a chatzitza in between over there, between his hand and the lulav. Mashenken, if the chatzitza is on a part of his hand, which is bechlal not holding the lulav, then in that case, there's no problem of a lokach, even according to Tosfos. Mamela will be nafkamina if someone has a band-aid on one of his fingers and he has to take a lulav, according to the Ritva and the Ran, there's bechlal no din of chatzitza, and this is what the Ramah says, that me'ika adin, only adin mid chatzitza, so adin a chumra, but me'ika adin, you don't have to take away any chatzitza. Mashenken, according to the Tosfos, then it will depend. If the chatzitza is in the place where he holds the lulav, then he'll have to take off the band-aid from his hand. Mashenkin, if it's on a finger, which he doesn't have to use, then he should hold the lulav with the other fingers, and that finger which has the band-aid on, as long as he doesn't touch the lulav with it, l'chiria, even according to Shittas HaTosfos, says Reb Beryl, l'chiria, this also should not be a hilchas chatzitza, even according to Tosfos. Moving further on in the Gemara asks, Shaila boye, ba'ami nidal delo ho'even, v'omad ole omau, if it's a chatzitza, daito lechabrio, or ain't daito lechabrio. And later on, the Gemara asks another Shaila boy Bami, Nekro ho'even, va'omad bim koimama, where Rashi explains, the even went away, it was Neka, and the koyen stood in the guma, in the hole, and the Gemara asks a Shaila, whether the David was Makadish Ritzpa Elyoino, or at the Laris Ta'ima Kodish, and then the Gemara clears a Shaila, if you're promo of Derech Sheirus, even if you hold of Aris Ta'ima Kodish. The Rambam, Nuchus Beis Abchir, Peik Aleph Aloch Yud, he says, brings down the Shaila of the Gemara of Nekro ho'even, and the Rambam says, Nekro, the Evan was Nekro, va'omad ha'koyin al ho'even. The Koyin stood on top of the Evan. The Ravid over there understands that the Rambam, who quotes the Shaila of the Gemara, Nekro, va'omad al ho'even, says the Ravid, this is the Shaila of the Gemara, which the Gemara says before, by Nidaldelo. This was the case on Nidaldelo, there's no Chibu, and the Koyin was standing on top of the Evan. Says the Ravid, Ibazi, the Rambam, didn't bring down the Shaila of the Gemara of Nekro ho'even. Where there the Shaila is, the Kohen was standing inside the Guma. But Be'emes, the Rambam brings down the Shaila of Nidal Delo Ho'even in Hilchus Bias Mikdosh, in Perik Hei Aloch Yutes. Over there the Rambam brings down this Shaila, the first Shaila of Reb Ami. His Lechir, the Rambam over here, when he brings down the Shaila of Nekro Ho'even, Lechir is bringing the second Shaila of the Gemara down. The Karinoi already points this out, so too the Chazay Nochum in Perik Beis Mishnah Aleph, that Lechir, the Rambam has a new way of understanding the Shaila of the Gemara of Nekro Ho'even. That when the Gemara says Nekro Ho'even, Vo'omad Bim Koimo, doesn't mean like Rashi explains, that the Even was taken away and the Koyen stood in the Guma, in the hole where the Even was. The Rambam learns Nekro Ho'even, the Even was Neka, it was totally out of its position, it wasn't Mechuba anymore, it was Tolush. But va'omad bim koima, they say, the Chazanish says you have to be goyis, va'omdo bim koima, it's referring to the Evan. The Evan itself is bim koima, was still in its right place, and the Kohen went and stood on top of the Evan. This is how the Rambam learns the Gemara when he brings out the Gemara of Nekro Evan. The Rambam Nichus Bias Mikdosh brings down the Shail of Nidaldalo, which is the first Shail of the Gemara, and the Rambam Nichus Bias Abchir brings down the Shail of Nekro, and the Rambam learns a new pshat in the Gemara that Nekro Evan means he was Neka and he stood on top of the Evan. Ask Reb Chaim in the Sefer on the Rambam Nichus Bias Abchir, Peik Aleph Aloch Yud, that if this is the way the Rambam learned the Gemara, Nekro Evan means he was Neka, but the Kohen was standing on top of it because the Evan was Bimkoimo, then the Chir, what's the shail of the Gemara, Bichlal? It's very hard to understand. The Gemara says there's a shail of the Gemara whether David HaMelech was Mekadish Ritzpo Elyoino or is Mekadish Hadaris Tahoimo. According to Rashi, it's very well explained because he's standing in the Gumo. We have a shaila, is he standing in a Mokim Kodesh or not? But according to the Rambam, he's standing on the Evan. It should be a shail of Riches Chatzitze, like the Gemara's shaila before Banidaldalo. What is the shail of the Gemara over here about the Kedusha if he's standing on the Evan? Explains Reb Chaim a big Yisoid. That the din, the Rambam holds that in the case where the Evan was Nitlash, was Tolush, there's no way you can have a Kedusha on this Evan, because the Kedusha which David HaMelech gave was only on the Mokim HaMuvcha, on the place which is Mechuba, anything which is Tolush does not have any Kedusha. The shine of the Gemara is, if you hold that the Aris Tahoima Kodesh, then since the Mokim HaMikdosh is Kodesh all the way to the bottom, then since the Ritzvah is Mesuderes, it's the tiles and the floor, the Zavonim, which are laid out on Mesuda onto the Ritzpah, then that itself, that the Mesuda on a place which is Kodesh, is not Chaitzit, and Mamela, the Kohen standing on top of the Evan, even though the Evan itself doesn't have any Kedusha. Afal Pikein, since the whole Kedusha is underneath, and this is a top layer, which is lying Mesuda, on top of the Mokim HaMekudesh, it's not Chatzitze. Masha'in Kein, if you hold Ritzpah, Elyoino Kodesh, then Memela, there's gonna be a Chatzitze, since this place where the Kohen is standing is not Kodesh, and underneath him is not Kodesh, because only Ritzvah Elyoino Kodesh, and Memela, says the Gemara, there's gonna be a problem of Chatzitze. This is how, says Reb Chaim, the Rambam learned the Gemara. But Reb Chaim says, I still have to explain, that the Gemara asks a question, V'tiboyi kolo azor kulo. Why do we only ask about Shaila in the case of Nekro? This Evan was taken away. L'chayir, we should ask a shayla, even in the case where all the Avonim were taken away, where they had Aris Tahoim Kodesh. Now, according to the way the Rambam learns the Gemara, that he's standing on top of the Evan, we don't understand Bichlal what the Gemara means, but Tiboy Kolo Azor. L'chayir, he's standing on this Evan, what should be the shayla, l'gaba the other places, where the Evan is not Neka? Explains Reb Chaim, that with what we explained before, that this Evan itself does not have any Kedusha. If we hold Ritzpah Elyoino Kodesh, there's no Kedusha, and Mamele to Chaitzitz. Mashaykin, if we hold that Aris Tahoima Kodesh, then there's no Chatzitze. But on whichever way, this Evan itself does not have any Kedusha, since it's a Tolush. Mamele says Reb Chaim, that in the din of the Beis HaMikdosh, there's a halacha of Hakoil Bichsav. Hakoil Bichsav is a Gemara later on in the Samech Beis, in Mavur, that is a din that the exact measurements of the Beis HaMikdosh, and also of the Klei HaMikdosh, were given by the Eibishter Halacha Mishum Sinai. There's a din of Akul Bichsav, and everything has to be exactly the middle of the way the Eibishter said the Beis HaMikdosh has to be. Part of Akul Bichsav, says Reb Chaim, is also on the Ritzpah, so Azor, is also on the middle, on the size of the floor of the Azor, how big it should be, and there's a din of Akul Bichsav on the Midas HaMikdosh, and also on the floor of the Azor. Memeila, in a case where one of the Avonim is Nekro Bimkoimo, then since this Evan doesn't have any Kedusha, then it comes out that the whole measurement of the Azor has changed because it's missing now this Evan, and Memela, it's a problem in the din of Akoil Bichsav. So this is what the Gemara means to ask, V'tiboy kolo Azor kulo. If we hold that this Evan is not Kodesh, and we hold that it's only Ritzpo Elyoino Kodesh, then Memela, there's a chisoin in Akoil Bichsav, because there's the hole that's missing in the measurements of the Azor, and Memela, there's no difference between the place of the Evan itself and also anywhere else, because everywhere else also should be possible because there's a problem of Akoil Bichsav. This is how Reb Chaim explains the Gemara's Shaila, according to the way that Reb Chaim learns Pshat in the Rambam, that the Shaila of Nekro means he's standing on the Evan and there's no Kedush on the Evan, Memela, there's a problem of Akoil Bichsav. The Meiser, the Chazanish, and his Gileonis points out on Reb Chaim that if the Rambam learns the Gemara like this by Nekro or Evan, we have to understand how does the Rambam learn the Shail of the Gemara before by Nidaldalo or Evan? The Shmuz of the Shail of the Gemara by Nekro, Reb Chaim explains, that since there's a Kedusha, and there's a lying avonim on top, mesuda onto the ritzpah, then this itself is a svar, there shouldn't be any chatzitza. So what is the shaila before the Gemara nidaldelo? And then the Gemara says toilo on the daito lechabrio, or in daito lechabrio. Lechoyah, the Gemara later on says, there's a new svar that if it's mesuda ala ritzpah, there's no chatzitza if you hold that daris to him a kodesh. So we have to understand, according to Reb Chaim explains the Rambam, how does the Rambam learn the two shailas of the Gemara? Why is the Gemara clear before by nidaldelo, and now the Gemara clears a different shaila by nekro? Another point, which is here, a chidush din, which is very serious in the Kuda, from this Reb Chaim, is what Reb Chaim says, that the problem of this Evan is going to ruin the whole Kedusha of the Azorah, because of the din of Akoy Bechsav, and Reb Chaim takes on, you see, Mefurish over here in this Reb Chaim, that the din of Akoy Bechsav is not just a din lechatchila, but it's a din that's ma'akiv, and the Avodah is going to be possible in the Beis HaMikdosh if it's done that way. The din of Akoy Bechsav is a din even by the Evan, and the Chaya, it's mashma, as in Tosfos later on, in the Samech Beis Amad Aleph also, that the din of Akoy Bechsav is ma'akiv. But the Vilna Goyen in Biagro in Yeridea, Simukuf Mem Aleph, Sivkotin Lamed Hei, over there he's discussing the Menorah, and over there it's Mavur in the Biagro, that he holds that the din of Akoy Bechsav is not ma'akiv. Not like this Reb Chaim who takes on, Pshat in our Gemara, that the din of Akoy Bechsav is ma'akiv. And the Beryl in his Shurim over here in Shuri Agrid is very marich on this Shiloh, whether it is Akoy Bechsav ma'akiv or not, and his quotes, he says he found afterwards in the Yaris Dvash, for Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz in Chilek Aleph, Drush Tes, he also takes on like Reb Chaim, that the din of Akoy Bechsav is ma'akiv, and not like his Mavurah in the Vilna Goyen, over there in Yoredeh Simakuf Mem Aleph. That he says that the din of Akoy Bechsav is not ma'akiv. This is our Kaponim in the Kuder we could take out from this Reb Chaim, that the din of Akoy Bechsav is ma'akiv. Moving further on in the Gemara to the next sugya of Smoil, which the Gemara says is machlokes between Rabbanon and Reb Shimon. In all avoidas, Rabbanon hold that Smoil is a psul, and Reb Shimon's machshi by all avoidas, maskonis a Gemara, it comes out from the sugya that Reb Shimon holds in two cases mefurish, where Reb Shimon agrees to the Rabbanon that is a din yamin. One of them is the din of the chatos, the din of nesin of the chatos in Mizbeach, there's a din venosam beetzboi, and that din is the din of etzba that you need to have yamin, and so too by kmitza. Reb Shimon agrees that in the case of Kmitza, there's a din, either because of Yad Yad, or the Gemara says in Maskana, because Reb Shimon agrees to the din of Kechatos Ka'osham, that Bolo Uvdo Biyad, Uvdo Bimin, Kechatos, Mameli has to do the Kmitza Biyamin. These are the two cases where Reb Shimon agrees that there's a din Yamin. Mashenkin, other Avoidas, Reb Shimon holds, there's no din Yamin, because Reb Shimon holds that even the Smoril is kosher, not like the Rabbonon. The Biskirov in the Sefer Chidush Yomari is Alevi, Al Rambam, in Hilchos Psula Mikdoshim, Omud Mem Vov Amud Aleph, he explains that Be'emes is a Yesedah Sigamachlekes between Reb Shimon and Rabbonon, even on those Avoidas, which Reb Shimon agrees to the Rabbonon, that is a Psul of Smoil. We said that there's two cases where Reb Shimon agrees, at least two cases where Reb Shimon agrees, this is the case of Chatos and Etzba, and so to the Maisik Mitza, explains the Biskarov, that's very different, the Psul of according to Reb Shimon, and the psul according to the Rabbonon. According to the Rabbonon, we learn how to din in all the avodas is a tanai of yamin, there's a loch of yamin, and this is a din in all the avodas, including the chatos, including kmita, memela, there's a din in the avoda, mitzad hilchas avoda needs to be done by yamin. But Reb Shimon, he disagrees that the din yamin of avoda. He holds that mitzad hilchas avoda, there's no din yamin. So memela, even Reb Shimon, who we do find, agrees that in the case of the chatos, that the Nesina has to be done by Etzboi HaYemonis, so to the Kmitza has to be done by Yad Yamin. It's not Pshat that over there Reb Shimon agrees that the Avoida of the Zrika of Chatos and the Avoida's HaKmitza needs to have Yamin. Because Reb Shimon disagrees, Reb Shimon holds there's no Dimitza that Avoida has to be Yaminoi. The Pshat is, Reb Shimon holds that we learn out from Etzba, that the Etzba is Dafka Etzba HaYemonis, that this is a dimitza, the tzura of the maisa nesina on the mizbeach of the dam chatos. So to the tzura of the maisa akmitza has to be done by Yad Yamin. There's a certain oifen, there's a certain way the maisa has to be done, and without that, it's not called bichlal doing what the Torah told you to do. The Torah tells you to do it by Yad, and we learn out that the kmitza by Yad means the Yad Yamin. It's not a din noisaf, it's not extra alocha mitzad the avoidas akmitza, like the Rabbanon hold. The din is mitzad the tzur of the maisa kmitza, the Torah tells you to do kmitza biyad, and in the yad we learn out that there's a din yamin. This is the Torah and the way the Torah wants you to do the ma'isa avida. But it's not midine avida. It's only midine two of the ma'isa avida and the ma'isa nesina or nechatas al mizbeach. But the Biskirov asks that this is only okay in the case of zvikas chatos and the kmitza. But later on, we'll see in the Gemara later on, in the Afchafei Amad Aleph before the Mishnah, is Mavur, that Reb Shimon holds that any Maisa on a Mincha, which he does, if he does it with your hand, then there's a Tanai, or Bolo Yivda B'Yamin, or Yivda B'Yamin Kechatos, he has to Bolo Yivda B'Yad, is Yivda B'Yamin Kechatos, and so to the Ilocha of the Mincha, and the Haktoras HaMincha, also has to be done B'Yamin. Now, the Chir over there's no Tzura in the Maisa, there's no Din Yad at all. There's only a din that has to be done by Yamin. So the Chir over there, the din Yamin, the Chir is a din of Yamin in the Avodah of Seilocha, in the Avodah of the Aktorah. Not like we explained that Shimon holds, there's no din at all of Yamin in Mitzad Dine Avodah. But he explains the Biskirov that Bemis, this din of the Gemara, or Bolo Yivdo Biyad, or Yivdo Biyamin Kechatos, is not just a loch of Yamin of Avodah. We learn out from here that in the Mincha itself, if it's done by Biyad, then the hand itself is also a chilek and a mokim where the heksha of the mincha is being done. It's not just a din yamin, it's haloch in eka of the yad, that the yad is nischadish, that he could do, if he does the avodah biyad, he could do the avodah bikli, then he learns out from Oshom. But if he does the avodah biyad, then the hand itself is the mokim heksha of the eka mincha, that is a din that mekoimo vehechsheyo biyodoy. And Mamela, we can say that even if there's no din avodah, he has to have yamin, but there's a halach of yad, this hand is also a chilek of the tzura and on the maisa avodah, that is a tnai that has to be done in the right one, and if it's done in the left hand, then be'emes, this is a chisori, not mitzad the din avodah, but it's a chisori mitzad the ikka maisa, which we learn out over here, there's a din of a yad for the mincha, and this yad has to have a tzura of a yad yamin, just like we said, according to Reb Shimon, by etzba and by kmitza, it's a din mitzad the tzura and not mitzad the din avodah. HaKabbalah, this is the Yisoid, which Biskirov says, that according to Reb Shimon, it's not midin e'avoido, it's midin the tzura and etzem meiser needs to have yamin. Then Afkemina the Michsavrom says in Menoches, Tafyudom et Aleph, we find the aloche over there, according to Rabbonon, that if a kohen is komatz, bismoil, it does kmitza with the left hand, then it's a psul, and he can't just put it back inside the pisa and do a new kmitza miyad yamin. Because he did a ma'isa kmitza bepaslos and it's mechalal avoido and memela he can't do a new kmitza b'yamin. The discussion over there in the Gemara in Menoches Davov and later on in Menoches Dav Yud says in Menoches Avraham that Chir Akun to Reb Shimon, the way the Biskirov explains that Reb Shimon holds it's not dimitzad the dine avoido. The din is that according to Reb Shimon, the tzur of the ma'isa kmitza needs to have the right hand. And this is the way which the Torah tells him how to do the Maisa Kmitza. And if he does it with the left hand, there's the Chisorin. In the whole Maisa Kmitza, that's not the right way the Torah told him to do. Memela, in this case, according to Reb Shimon, Be'emes, if he did it bismoil, he can redo the Kmitza. Since if he did it bismoil, it's Gonish Ketan, it didn't do anything, Bichlal. It's not Psul in the Avoida like according to Rabbonon. It's a Chisorin, it's the whole Maisa Kmitza. And Memela, he could just put it back inside and do a new Kmitza, Be'ad Yamin, not like according to Rabbonon, where he passes the Kmitza. Since according to Reb Shimon, Be'emes, it's a Chisorin in the whole Tzura of the Maisa, and Memela, in this case, he can redo the Kmitza again. And he has a discussion by Arichas, we'll see in the beginning of Menoches, in this halacha chidush, that according to Reb Shimon, komatz v'smoil, you can redo yachsev yikmoit v'yamin. In the Ikka sugi over here, on the psul of smoil, which we said according to Rabbonon is a psul in all avodas, in the Ikka psul of smoil, there's a yisoidus tige chakir, which is cleared by kamo achrinim. We find the chakir by Reb Chonon in Kovit Shurim, Psochim Oiz Tezayin, declare Shaila, what is the gedder of this psul of Smoil? Is the pshat that we learn out of these psukim, kol mokim deboi kuhuna in ele yumin, kol mokim it says etzba or yad in ele yumin, is the pshat that there's a din that you need to have yumin, there's a mile of having yumin, and in the case where you have Smoil, the problem is that it's missing yumin, that is the psul. The psul is that the Torah is mechayev a mile of yumin, and in the case of Smoil, he's missing yumin. Or, there's much more than that. It's not just something which is missing yamin. There's a poisel of smoil. There's a problem, since it's smoil, is an inherent problem, and smoil is a poisel, and it's not just that it has a chisorin, that it's missing the yamin. It's the poisel of smoil. Says Rebbe Chanan in Psachim is Tezayin that we can say that these are the two Tirutzim in Tosfos in Chulin Chaf Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing the din of Malika, and the Gemara over there discusses the din of Malika B'shein with his teeth. The din Malika, you have to do Malika B'yamin, like the Gemara said later. And the Gemara over there says Malika B'shein is kosher, there's no problem of Mechuba, and they can do Malika with your teeth also. Asks Tosfos, how can you do Malika with your tooth? L'chayyud, there's a din Yamin. We learn that the din Malika, there's aloch of Yamin. And Mamela, l'chayyud, in a shein, there's missing this klal of Yamin. Since a shein is not have Yamin. And l'chayyud, there's a klal that smoil is possible. L'chayyud, the same reason why smoil should be possible. So too, if you do Malika with a tooth, should also be possible. Answers, Tosfos, Abayim, and Chanami. The first test, Tosfos says that shein is also possible for Malika, and the Gemara over there only means discussing the din of Tolush and Mechuba. On that, the Gemara says that shein is not a problem of Mechuba, but mitzad the din of shein, of course, you need to use your hand because there's a din of Yamin, and a shein is always not going to be better off than a smoil. But the second test of Tosfos says that smoil is even worse off than the case of a tooth, because in the teeth there's no Yamin and smoil. And therefore, there's no problem of a shein. You can be do Malika b'shein. Mashein came in the case of the hands, where you have a right hand and the left hand, and the Torah is makpid to use the right hand. In that case, the smoil is even worse, because you're using the smoil and not the yamin, and the mamela is a problem to use only by the hand, but not by the teeth. Says Rebbe Chanan, that you see in Tosfos, the two terutzim, whether there's a problem of shein in the case of a tooth, does he have the problem of smoil? Says Rebbe Chanan, we can explain and say that this is a machlokes between the two Tirutim in Tosfos. Tosfos in his first teretz holds that the din yamin is something positive which we need to have yamin. And the reason why smoil is possible is because it's missing the maila of yamin. And only yamin is kosher. And therefore, says Tosfos, a shein, a tooth, is also going to have this chisorin because at the end of the day, it doesn't have the maila of being a yamin. Mashenki in the second teretz of Tosfos holds that the reason why smoil is a problem, not because you need yamin, is because smoil is itself a problem. Smoil is a psul chiyuvi using the smoil. Mamela, it's only in a case where you have the hand, where you have a right and a left. Mashenkin in a tooth, where you don't have a right and a left, then there's no problem of yamin and smoil, because there's no din that you need to have yamin. The din is the shem smoil is the problem. And by a tooth, there's no shem smoil. And Mamela says, Tosfos, was according to the second teretz, that with a tooth, you could be do malika. This is how Rebbe Chanan explains the two Tirutim in Tosfos. This Shaila, what is the din of smoil? Is smoil just a problem that doesn't have yamin? Or smoil is a problem because it is smoil? So too the Zera Avram, in Dine Bomber, Simon Yud Beis, Oisei, he also says this Pshat in Tosfos, like Rebbe Chanan explains, and says the Zera Avram, another Nafkemina, to this Shaila, what is the Gedda of the Psul Smoil? He says that since we learn out of our Sugya, that the Bekur for yamin is from Kohuna, Velokach HaKoyen, according to the Rabbonon, that Kohuna Loi Boya Etzba, and Mamil, anytime it says Velokach HaKoyen, and he did in Yamin, says the Zera Avram, in a Boma, where the Aloha is, that ain't Kion Beboma, there's no Din Kohuna in a Boma. Mamil, Lechuya, you can clear over there, Shaila, what is the Aloha of Smoil? Is Smoil Kosher in a Boma? Since we say the whole Makoy of Yamin is from Kohuna, and there's no Din Kion Beboma, Mamil, what in a Boma, you'd be Kosher to do Avoida B'Smoil? Or do we say it's like other psule avoida, normal psule avoida, apostle in the Boma also? Says the Zera Avram, it's going to be totally on this Chakira, how to understand this din, that it needs kahuna, and therefore we learn out from the din of Etzba kahuna, in the early Yamin. If we learn that the din is, that there's a positive maila in Yamin, that we learn out from Etzba and kahuna, in the early Yamin means that Yamin has the maila of a kiyun, of kahuna, but mainly in the Boma, where we don't have to have this maila of kahuna, because in the Boma there's no din kiyun, then we can say that in the Boma you could do avoida even bismoil also. But if we say that the problem of smoil is not that you need a maila of yamin, but smoil itself is a psul, there's a poisul of smoil, then mamela, even in a boma, even in chenami, there's no din kahuna, but al kaponim, you're not allowed to do any avoida b'psul, like other psule avoida, and mamela, smoil is also going to be a psul, and the posuk of a year is only our fusa teaching us that smoil is a poisul, and since smoil is a poisul, it's going to be posul in the boma also. This is an afkamina that Zera Avram says. The stipler in Simon Yud Gimel, he brings another raya that smoil is a poisel. And he says the raya is from a Tosefta, beginning of Zvochim. The Gemara brings it down in Shabbos, Tzadi Gimel on Midbeis. And we quoted this right at the beginning of the Perek already, that the Gemara over there in Shabbos is discussing the din of someone who does the Avodah with Yamin and the smoil helps the Yamin. And the Gemara says the smoil is a eino yochel, and the yamin is a yochel. The yamin is could manage by itself, but the smoil is just helping the yamin. In that case, says the Gemara, and it's a seftin zvochim, that yamin and smoil misayeoi, it's kosher, that kosher the avodah, since the smoil is a eino yochel. And the Gemara brings a right from here in Hilchos Shabbos also, that if it's a yochel and a eino yochel, we ignore the eino yochel, and the yochel is going to be chayiv lagabe Shabbos. So too in avodah is also yochel. The eino yochel is going to be kosher if the yochel is the yamin. Says the stipler, it's mavur over here from this din of the tsefta, that the only reason why the smoil it doesn't passel is only because the smoil is ain a yochel. But if the smoil will be a yochel, the smoil will manage also to do the avodah. It's mavur that the smoil is a poisel. Says the stipler, la lechir it's muchach from here that the smoil is itself a poisel. It's a problem, and it's not just a chisorin of not being yamin, because we know the din by chulin. L'moshul, a goy is a inu bar shchita, a goy can't shech the behema. But the halacha is that Yisrael and a goy who both shech the behema together, even if they're both yochel, they both could shech the behema, it's still kosher because we ignore the goy and we use the Yisrael by itself. The Marshali, Am Shishleime, Chulin Semen Zayin, he explains that by chulin, the din is only you have to have someone who's shechting, who has a koyach to shech, who's a bar shchita. Mashaykin, a goy is not a bar shchita. We can ignore him. And if we ignore him, we still have someone over here who's called a yochel, who's doing a shchita. Mamela, Yisrael and a goy who shecht is kosher. Says the stipler, Lechir, why is this different than avodah in kodshim, where if they both do the avodah together, it's going to be a problem? Must be the difference is, because by shchitas chulin, a goy is not poisel, there's no problem, inherently problem, that he passels. The vod is, he can't go and shecht, he's in a bar shchita. So as long as he has his shul together with him, who's a bar shchita, the middle of the shchita is kosher. Mashen kim ba'avodah in kodshim, where the smoil is a poisel, there's a problem be'etzem, that if you do avodah b'smoil, it's a problem, then if the smoil is a yochel, he could do the avodah by itself, then it's going to be a problem, even in the case where you have a yamin doing the avodah. Now if we would say that smoil, it's just, the whole problem of smoil is only because it's missing yamin, over here in the avodah, it's not missing any yamin. Because over here, the yamin is also doing the avodah. So what do we care that the smoil is also doing it, if the smoil is only a problem at something missing? So from here you see also that smoil is not just a something which is a chisorin that he needs to have yamin, it's a poisel, and mamela is going to be possible. So in Bomo, like Zer Avram says, and like Tosfos says in one Teretz, it's a psul in chulin, that because it's a poisel, in Shein, we don't have the shame smoil on him, he's not called a smoil, and Mamela is, Mamelika is gonna be kosher, like Tosfos says in one Teretz. Al-Kapal, the Mitzvah Chakira, which the Achinim clear in the Shaila in the Sugya, is the smoil a poisel, it's only a chisorin and needs to have yamin. Now another Nakuda, we mentioned this Gemara in Shabbat Tzadi Gimlam at the base, the Gemara over there discusses the Sugar of Yochel Veine Yochel, and the Gemara brings a Raya from Yamin and Smoil of Avodah. Another Raya over there that Gemara brings down is from the Din, which is the Gemara in Amad Aleph, which by us, Chavdala Amad Aleph, in the case where the Kohen is standing with Regel Echod al Oritzpo, and the second foot is on something which is a Chitzitz, and the Gemara over there says that if it's a Yochel Lamuy Bifnei Atzmoy, then it's kosher. Says the Gemara, you see over here, even though the other foot is also helping him stand, Afal Pikein, since he can stand by itself, you see, Yochel, Ve'ino Yochel, is also going to be kosher, La'avoidah. This is Gemara's Raya over there in Shabbat Sadigim Lamud Beis. The Chacham Tzvi, in Tshuva Siman Pei Beis, he says, that just like we said just now about the Smoil, that Yamin and Smoil is Mavu in the Gemara only because the Smoil is Ve'ino Yochel. But if the Smoil will be a Yochel, will be a problem, so too, in a case where the foot, where he's standing on the Dova Achitzitz, besides the foot which is standing on the Ritzpah, the only reason why it's kosher is because the foot which is standing by itself on the Dova Achitzitz is a Eino Yochel. He won't be able to stand by himself on that thing. And Mamela, he's only called Mesayeya in the Amida to the Amida al Ritzpah. But says the Chacham Tzvi, Amar Yedigah Chiddush, that if the other foot will be able to stand by itself on the Dova Achitzitz, then it'll be called a Yochel, the Eino Yochel, and in this case it's going to be a Psul, even in the case of Chetzitza by Ritzpah. Now this, Lechir, is not like we understood till now, that the only reason why Yochel makes a problem, is like the Stipler explains, is only because it's a Poisel. Mashenke b'chatzitza, there's no Psul being standing on a Dova Achitzitz. Sachakel, the whole problem is that he's going to be in a matter where he's not standing on a Ritzpah. But since the other foot is a yochel and is standing on a ritzvah, what should be the problem with this foot, which is standing on a davar achitzitz? You see, in Chacham Tzvi, he understands that even in a case where there's no psul, afal pikein, there's a problem if it's a yochel, and even in the case of chatzitz, it's going to be a problem. But Bemis is fasemes in Daf Chof Dalet, Dom Dalet, earlier, he argues on Chacham Tzvi, and he says this taina, that since chatzitz is not davar apoysel, what should be the svara to be mechalit to say that you need dafke einu yochel? Only by smoil, the Gemara says, you need to make sure it's einu yochel. Mashainkin, in the case of Chatzitze, where Mechatez, you should say that we're talking about a case Dafka where he's Eino Yochel to stand on the foot by itself on the Dova Achoitzitz. So too in Tshuva in Beis Yitzchok in Erechaim, Simelamet Hei, Ois Gimel, he also argues on the din of the Svasem, on the din of the Chacham Tzvi, and he holds like the Svasemis is in Shabbos also in Tzadik Gimelamet Beis, that they both say, not like this chiddush of a Chacham Tzvi, and the Medayik is in the Loshon of the Braise, and the din of Chatzitza is even in a case where it's a yochel on both feet. One final nekuda in this sugya, the Gemara at the end of Chof Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara says, that the Gemara just says, V'ayizrika delikosav bu elokuhuna, utnan zorak bismoil posul, v'lepaleg Ibshimen. Ibshimen doesn't argue over there by Zrika. Our guess in the Gemara is, that Zrika, the Gemara is discussing the din of Zrika, that needs to have Yemin, and the Gemara brings a Mishnah which says Zorak Bismoil Pasul. Tosfos in the Varmaschel Arei is very Marich, that Lechayu there's no Mufurish Mishnah Bichlal that says that Zorak Bismoil is Pasul. And also Lechayu is Zrika, we should learn out from Chatos, from Zoyes Teres HaChatos. This is the Rabbi Akiva Leinish's Kasha. Lechayu, even according to Bshimon, we should agree that Zrika should be Pasul because we should learn out of Chatos. And Rabbi Nutan Bemis is Magia al Gemara, and he says we have to be Goyus Melika. Very molak the luxibra le kohuna. And the mele, according to Shita Sabinu Tam, it comes out of Chidush, that melika bismoil, which is a mafurisha mishnah, that according to the Rabbonon it's possible, according to Ibshimon it's kosher. Mashainkin zrika, Bemis according to Ibshimon is also possible. A Chidush ledina according to Sabinu Tam, that melika according to Ibshimon is kosher, and zrika is possible. Bismoil according to Rabinu Tam. Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Chulin Daf Chof Beis. And the Gemara over there is mashma, that even by Melika there's a din Yamin, even according to Reb Shimon. Says Tosfos, the Gemara over there is not discussing Melika, the Gemara over there is discussing Hazor. And Tosfos says in the middle, V'yashloima de Melika she keneged shchita loy nafke. Melika, since it's keneged the shchita, we don't learn out from this posuk that you need to have Yamin. You see mafurish in this Tosfos, that Tosfos says that Melika, since it's dumya to shchita, Memela doesn't need to have Yamin. So Tosfos takes on Bipshitas, that Shchita itself, there's no din Yamin by Shchita. The Havona is, that Shchita, the Gemara says earlier, Yudal Domud Beis, Lav Avoidohi, it's not an Avoida, and even Azor is kosher, and therefore there's no din Shchita. So too, like we explained, that the Bekoy over here, that you need to have Yamin is from Kahuna, and by Shchita there's no din Kahuna, Mamela there's no din Yamin, Tosfos takes on Bipshita, so that there's no din Yamin by Shchita. Achidush Vishbemus, we don't find anywhere Mefurish in Shas. This shaila where the shchita has to have yamin or not, but Tosfos takes on bipshitas that shchita does not have yamin, and there's many marim mekaymus in the rishonim that they all took on like this. So too Tosfos in the shittim mekubetzes in menoches taf yudomet beis oischof that shchita doesn't need yamin, and the tzinkotchim is medayik like this in Tosfos menoches heyam medalef. The mikdash tovid says the same thing, the beginning of simin zayin, and so too Reblozim Rishahovitz in psachim samich vavam medalef. They all say that there's no din yamin in shchita, which is bemes mavuya and meduyek in our Tosfos. The Orech HaShulchan in Simon Mem Gimel Aloche Hei and Aloche Vav, he writes that bemes you have to be mesupik since it's not mefurish anywhere, and he says even though shchita lav avoida, it could be it's only legeya the din kahuna, but other dinim which you need to have yamin, maybe even shchita needs to have yamin, and memela smoil is going to be possible by shchita's kochim, and he says dovo ze tzorichin ledina ad yovim mir tzedek. A chiddush to go and say that there should be a problem of smoil in shchita. In the Chofetz Chaim in Likutei Halachos over here in Zevach Tzidoch of Daladon on the base, he says in Devar Maschel HaMa'akiv, he says that the din of Yamin is posher that it's by all Dalad Avoidus. You have to know if the Loshen is Meduyek, if it dafke means all Dalad Avoidus including shchita, or Bemis is not discussing shchita, he's discussing Hoylocha over there. It could be the Loshen Dalad Avoidus Lav Dafke, it just means for the din oilocher, but Avadi is masking that Shchita doesn't need to have Yamin, like the Pashtas in our Tosfos. Al Kaponim, Tosfos is Mefurish, that Shchita doesn't have to have Yamin, and therefore Melika also doesn't have to have Yamin, according to Reb Shimon. Another Nekuda in Tosfos is Mavua, Big Chidush, later on Chafiyah Med Alef Tosis in the middle says, in the Shitta of the Rashbam, when he's discussing how he goes and how Gemara, says Tosis, that even according to Pshimen, that there's no din yamin, but it could be l'alechatchile, one should do the avodah b'yamin. Says Tosis, inami mishumayloch inami ka'oma, d'lechatchile yachze l'yamin, aval b'di'eved is kosher. And Hodin Bazirika Tosis says the same thing, that b'di'eved is kosher, but l'chatchile is a din yamin. This is a big chiddush we should take out from this Tosis, that even though the whole sugya is mavur, according to Pshimen, there's no din yamin, from any other avoid there's no psuli avoid the b'yamin. After became Tosfos got sad that lechatchila there should be a din yamin. The Kayoneer asks that he doesn't know the makor for Tosfos. If according to Pshimen as a din that you need lechatchila yamin, meicha Tosfos should be only lechatchila and not b'di'eved. Where do we find such a klal that you should need to have the din lechatchila of yamin? But Emissary Beryl and Shuri agreed. He says that maybe Tosfos just means the din yamin of kolatoya kula. There's a din always a mile of chaviva. There's a mailer to do everything be amin. So too, in all mitzvahs, there's a din, lechatchila to do be amin. Maybe this is what Tosfos means, that lechatchila be amin. But he asks that the lashon of Tosfos is not mashma that Tosfos means the din yamin of all the mitzvahs of kol ha'toyah kula. It's mashma, it's a din yamin in avoida. There's a din yamin lechatchila. And this premise we have to understand, where did Tosfos get such a pshitas from, that even according to Shimon, who doesn't have any makor to tell us the din yamin by other avoiders, after became the old lechatchila al kaponim, one should yet do the avoider of yamin, even in shittas of Shimon. A chiddush in our Tosfos al kaponim in the shittas Hashpam, a chiddush that even according to Shimon, there's a din yamin lechatchila.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mechleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.